Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. Welcome back to another dose of Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Today, we're diving into something super juicy, attachment styles. Ever feel like your relationships are stuck on repeat? You know that feeling when you get close to someone and then bam, insecurities start creeping in, or maybe you find yourself constantly seeking reassurance? Well, my friends, it might be time to take a look at your attachment style. We're talking about those unconscious patterns we develop in early life that shape how we connect with others throughout our lives. Now, I know what you're thinking. Attachment styles? That sounds heavy, Riley. But trust me, it doesn't have to be a therapy session in your earbuds. We're going to break it down in a way that's super relatable and actionable. Because let's face it, healthy relationships are the foundation of a happy life. They're where we find love, support, and belonging. But when our attachment styles are off kilter, those connections can become more like emotional minefields than safe havens. So, strap in, my friends, because today, we're going to unlock the secrets of healthy attachment. First things first, there are four main attachment styles. Secure, anxious, avoidant, and fearful avoidant. Think of these as different blueprints for how you approach relationships. Secure folks, they're the rock stars of attachment. Confident, independent, and comfortable with both closeness and space. They know their worth and trust others easily. Then we have anxious attachments, those who crave connection and often worry about being abandoned or rejected. Ever feel like you're constantly checking in on your partner? Yeah, that might be an anxious attachment style whispering. Next up are the avoidant types, fiercely independent, emotionally guarded, and prone to pulling away when things get too close. Remember that friend who always says they need their space? Yep, probably avoidant. And finally, we have the fearful avoidant bunch. They're a fascinating mix of wanting connection but fearing rejection at the same time. This can lead to push and pull dynamics in relationships, getting close then pulling away again and again. Now, hold on a sec. Before you jump into labeling yourself, remember this. Attachment styles aren't set in stone. They're more like tendencies that we can learn to shift and evolve over time. It's all about self-awareness and making conscious choices. Think of it like this. Imagine you're playing a video game with old, rusty controls. Your attachment style is basically those controls. Sometimes they work perfectly, but other times they get stuck or make things harder than they need to be. But guess what? You can upgrade those controls. With awareness and effort, you can learn new ways of relating that bring more joy and security into your life. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's an anxious attachment style queen. She constantly worries her boyfriend doesn't love her enough, so she ends up texting him every 5 minutes, wanting constant reassurance. But, here's the twist. Sarah realizes that her need for constant validation is stemming from insecurity, not his actions. She starts working on building her self-esteem and practicing trusting her partner. Slowly but surely, she learns to communicate her needs directly instead of resorting to needy behavior. See? It's a journey, not a destination. And the best part? You don't have to do it alone. Talk to trusted friends or family members, consider therapy. There are so many resources out there to support you in developing healthier attachment patterns. So remember, my amazing listeners, today's episode is about unlocking the power of understanding your attachment style. It's not about judging yourself but about recognizing these patterns and choosing to rewrite your relationship narrative. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Have you ever felt like your attachment style was holding you back in relationships? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace, for more daily doses of wisdom and real talk. Until next time, stay strong, stay true, and remember, you deserve healthy, fulfilling connections.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.